Hey guys, welcome back to Content Breaker, or your typical Children's Protagonist Weekly, the show that always changes. This week we've got some fun things with some fun people. I'm Static Dreads, also aka Kai. Joined by Kels.
Hi.
He's currently dying, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's been a good ride. I'll see y'all on the other side.
Oh.
We've got
Meet me at the crossroads.
We've got Zog.
Do we need the backup going?
Yes, already. Go ahead, shoot.
Craig.
Oh yeah, yeah. Craig is a thing. Hold up. Let me holler at
Craig
one time.
Do we need to do the intro over again too?
No, fuck it. Hold on.
I was about to say that's the best intro I had.
All right, everybody, welcome Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
All right. We're talking, so we've got Craig, we've got Kai and Kels, we've got Zog, we also have Strange.
Hello.
Yes. Today we're talking about what's returning back from the scary sickness, COVID. Some anime took some hiatus, so those are coming back to us. Also, we've got some new seasons on anime coming for the summer. And then we've got some new things that we haven't seen before, some new webtoons and stuff, so... Let's just dive into it and talk about all the fun stuff we have to look forward to coming up. So, yeah, let's go into it.
Digimon.
Yes.
Digital monsters.
Digimon came back.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Digimon came back Sunday, this past Sunday. And, Lord, has it been... It was so long, but it was worth
it. Gosh. It was like, hey, here's episode 3, and then, hey, guess what? COVID-19 happened. No, we literally left off at the worst episode to leave off on. This was the worst cliffhanger ever.
Man, so we've been watching all of the OG season 1, and I've kind of been burnt out on it just because of the fact that we've had to watch so much, and there's been so much time in between recording episodes, and you know, I like to binge stuff straight through and, you know, suffer through it one time, rip the band-aid off and be done. But since Digimon 2020 is like, it feels like it's going to be a more compressed story in a good way. It might be 24 episodes, who knows, but it's not going to be 54 of the same old shit. So I'm excited for having come back finally.
Me too, man. And it's going to take a different route. That's already been confirmed. So even if it is another 52 episodes, at least it'll be 52 we haven't seen and experienced. So I'm here for it.
Yes.
Something else we got back on Sunday, which I know me and Strange are the only two who probably care about this, but we got One Piece back. The Wano arc. Wano Kuni. Like, the arc with
the fire.
The
one with the swords?
Yes, the samurai arc.
I'm sorry, that sounded more like a sickness than COVID. What the hell did I just hear?
The Wano. You got the Wano, bro?
I mean, what is it, like Wombo Mondo?
At least I know that disease actually came from bats.
Yeah, it sounds like guano. It's an alliteration here.
The Guando.
It's actually Wano Kuni if we're being cultured, but I miss these shows a lot, and something we have to look forward to next week, we will have Black Clover and Food Wars coming back. I'm ready for Food Wars and Black Clover. Like, Food Wars hurt my heart at the end, so I'm really hoping and wishing and grinding and rinding. Anyway, that Food Wars...
I mean, I don't know. As we talked about last week, Japanese endings kind of all over the place, so
yeah, I have faith that it's gonna be better because it has to be. So that's that. And then as far as One Piece, as far as Black Clover, the manga is doing crazy well right now, so I can't wait till we get to that part and see. I feel like Black Clover is gonna be, by the time it's over, I know this is one of the cardinal statements, but I feel like Black Clover is going to be better than Naruto. Like,
wow. I'm going to just, you might need to go get some Secret Service or something to protect
you. Yeah, you know what?
Internet ninjas.
I think I'm going to agree
really?
With you.
Really? Like, oh, no.
Like, so far, I have it, based on it not being full of wanton filler, I feel like, yeah, storytelling wise, it's better than Naruto as a whole. Now, are there cool characters and not cool characters and a bunch of other stuff? Yeah. Naruto is great. But same reason that One Piece is off-putting because it's 800 episodes, it's also the same reason that Black Clover is currently like overtaking Naruto in my mind for which one is better. Also, because they were both produced by Studio Pierrot, maybe they're taking the tricks they learned didn't work in Naruto and improving on the proven formula.
Why you gotta come up here with facts? This is all about how we feel.
Oh yeah, I feel like Naruto is garbage. The village was right.
Oh god. I mean, the empirical data that he just provided is also factual. Like, because we know Periot can do well because they did Yu Yu Hakusho and they did Bleach. So, like, Yu Yu Hakusho has got me just. I'm like, I feel like they can do no wrong. Like, whatever they do, they still did Yu Yu Hakusho. So it's like, you know, it's like Studio Bones. It's like, whatever you do, you did Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and My Hero. So it's like, yeah, I'll let you take a few L's.
Yeah, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
True.
And failing really hard.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's what we got returning. So, what do we have, or that's what we have that's returning from COVID, but what do we have that's returning in general sequel-wise?
I mean, we got season 2 of Fire Force, which I still haven't even finished the first season.
Of course you
haven't. I haven't even started
catching up to.
Listen,
I would just like to let you know, Mr. Static, I did watch the new Fairy Tale episode today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I watched.
It was the one with Gajil.
Oh, we gotta talk about that later.
Mm. I don't know if I want to talk about.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it anyway.
I mean, whether it's hard, Gajil's great.
Yeah. I mean, Fire Force is good. It's okay. Fire Force is watchable. Like, it has.
Is it at least pretty?
It's pretty. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
That's all I'm pretty.
I can't even comment on it.
So, since Fire Force is a studio, a David Productions
show. So it at least looks good.
That's all I really want to know. I know the story is hit or miss from what I've heard, but as long as it doesn't fail in the like visual quality, I'm excited for JoJo's season 6 when it finally gets finished.
So I will give you what Static has told me. So usually he would give me an update on Fire Force. One week it'd be, man, Fire Force was good. I'm glad I'm watching it. Next week, I hate Fire Force. This is the worst, most garbage anime. And then next week, that was okay. I'm glad I watched it. It was a thing. And then the next week after that, it was such garbage. And then it ended on a good note. I'm just like, I don't know what this roller coaster of anime is.
It starts garbage. And then you meet two characters who literally carry the show, and then a whole bunch of bullcrap happens, and you're like, what? And then the end, you're like, oh, it just took us this long to get to the actual story, so I'm kind of here for it.
So it's Soul
like,
Eater.
I would say, yes. Well, it is made by the same person who did Soul
Eater. That makes too much sense.
That explains.
And it also, basically tells me I don't need to watch it to know I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, don't y'all get started on hating on Soul Eater.
Soul Eater was, I don't know, I was.
I mean,
anyways, that's another
point. I like Soul Eater take
cool.
that.
It's not no, for me.
Yeah, I like Soul Eater too.
Yeah.
I prefer the manga of Soul Eater. I like the manga. So.
Valid.
Yeah,
because you're literate. That's why.
About the manga is that apparently they went to the moon, and that's about all I know.
Well, there goes any chance I have of reading the manga. What the hell?
I was like, wow, bro. Like, that's like the end of arc 3, right before the final arc. I'm like, what?
I don't know, man. Look, I just saw what the title said. I was like, interesting, I guess.
I mean, that's like saying I read Death Note. I know that people die, so I guess that's not too much information. But so yeah, we've got Fire Force, and we do have everybody's favorite shoujo slash action slash shonen slash fantasy slash isekai anime, Sword Art Online.
I don't know if it's an isekai. I don't feel like it is. I don't feel like it belongs in that category.
It's literally the isekai, according to, like, the intranet.
Yeah, basically is, like, the most famous isekai right now.
Yeah, even though Digimon is the best isekai, in case anybody was wondering.
Well known, like...
Oh, no, Digimon is an isekai.
Like, it's the poster child, not it's the best one.
Well... The top three isekai. We'll go into that later. We'll have a whole another podcast about top three isekai. Just know Shield Hero is somewhere in there.
Hell yeah, Shield Hero's in there.
Anyway. This is the story. This is also possibly the final Sword Art story we're going to get.
I hope for their sake. They've gotten better, but
this is by far they're done. This is by far the best one. And I'm just like, you could have... And the thing is, this one... stands alone, so it's like you could have just not given us all that other bull crap, and we could have just start. Okay, I don't want to say this one stands alone because it does have some drawbacks to the original, but you could have started with this one. This one could have been the all-encompassing story, and I feel like it would have had a lot more fan support, and it would have had a lot more respect in the community, because let me tell you, like, this is actually good. Like, this is actually very good. Like, this is what Aincrad was, but like 10 times better. And what we're going to see coming up in these next 12 episodes is going to be really, really good. Because I went and read the light novel because I was just like, I need to know. And hopefully after this is done, this is the end of Sword Art. And Reki can go back to working on Excel World like he said he wanted to. Because he said he only made Sword Art so he could make money to do his other projects.
Thank God, I need to know what happens with Excel World. It's so good.
It is me too,
bro. I don't understand why you just, like, you watch it. I'm like, wow, I wish there was more. What do you mean he's not working on it right now?
Hey, there's a movie of Excel World coming out. What do you mean they skipped everything?
Yeah, that movie was literally garbage because it just...
I don't want it.
The first 45 minutes was a recap.
You had to read, like, an extra... 5 volumes of books to understand what the hell was happening.
Yeah, and there was no context. And then, like, I would just... It was... Anyway, speaking let's just of hope light, we can go back and do
Speaking of
that.
Light novel adaptations, the next thing.
Yeah, which is ReZero, which is apparently...
Yay!
That thing.
More ReZero! More!
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll find out why he chose who he chose. No spoilers, not gonna talk about it, but...
It was the cowboy, wasn't
yes.
it?
It might as well have been.
Actually, I would be much less upset if he did choose the catboy.
I
haven't watched that one.
He looked the best girl in the face and was like, "You're nothing to me."
Okay.
I was like,
okay. I've never seen ReZero,
but I even know
he wasn't that harsh. Still, fuck him though.
Yeah, and he's named after a car, so his name is Subaru. So, I mean, we shouldn't have had high expectations for his character anyway. So I guess it's my fault.
Fair play, fair play. Wow. His personality played exactly to his name. First name Subaru, last name Forrester.
Maybe, probably.
I'm about to look at what his last name means.
I don't know, man. It's just like the personality of the people who drive Subarus. But yes.
So that's really what we have for the what's returning. But that and No Guns Life 2. I'm being real with y'all. I didn't watch No Guns Life 1.
I forgot
either.
That existed.
I watched the first. I'm 100% honest. I watched the first two episodes. This is hype AF. And I never finished it. I'm just like, I don't have a reason. I can't tell you why I didn't finish it. But I didn't. So.
Oh, yeah. This side note. Also, another season of Monster Musume.
Yes.
If you care about Monster
it's,
Girl.
That just is.
Throwing that out there.
See, that's his own story. So that's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I want it to be a sequel.
They're adapting a different light novel. I don't know if it's a different series overall. I just know it's a different one.
And it looks like a different set of characters.
Still, I'm going to give it a shot. I like the first one.
Yeah. And also, we have My Teen Romantic Snafu 3, which is coming. And I am mad hype for that. Because if you haven't watched the first two seasons, like, it is one of my favorite shoujus, which is basically a romantic comedy. Literally is a romantic comedy. And it depicts, it's, to me, it's like the most realistic one I've watched. Because I feel like Zog would empathize with the main character. Like, I feel like, you being a realist.
Usually when I hear you say like, that, the show's either going to be very hit or miss for me.
It's rated PG-13 for teens 13 or older, so I feel like that's right in your market. You are of 13 or older.
I just made it.
Goodness.
Well, I just mean you look at life like a realist, and so does the main character. You remind me of the main character.
Yeah, okay. The last time you said that, I wasn't. You were referring to Naofumi from Shield Hero, so.
Yeah.
I like Naofumi, so I'll take that as a compliment.
Good, good.
You're also,
or are you saying Strange?
I was gonna say Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel.
We were still talking about something strange. Hold on a second.
Okay.
just real quick. Send me the link for those because I'm not gonna remember that name for that show. And we'll now that that's over with, Heaven's Feel.
You'll see it on Verve. Don't worry, you don't gotta remember it.
Yeah, just go and look at what my Sad Boy playlist, and you'll see it.
I get it.
Don't tell me you actually named it that.
No, can I name it? Because I will.
I don't know.
Probably. It's called My Recent Watch List. So your account, we ain't gonna worry about it. We don't ask questions.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Heaven Phil, tell us about that, Strange.
That also needs to go in the Sad Boy Watch List.
I was just bringing it up. I am not an expert in Fate Stay Night at all.
Man,
I just brought it up.
This is the third and final movie I have held off for 4 years, or 2 or 3 years, I think. 3 years.
Too damn long.
Watching the other two. Yes, I've held off 3 years watching the other two so I could sit back and watch the story as it falls out. Because I personally...
Binge watch all three of them and cry my eyes out at the end. Because this is...
Yes, because
this
all I know,
is
man.
Dark.
All I know is I am the bone of my sword. So.
That one,
people die when they're killed.
That one has a whole new meaning in this version.
Oh, so it's one of them. Gotcha.
Yes and no. And
okay.
It
just remember
whatever you're thinking,
yes
go darker.
And no, only in Fate Stay Night.
Just remember, y'all, people die when they're killed. We got that beautifulness from Shiro and me.
So I haven't been up on Fate Stay Night or Fate, you know, the Fate series since Stay Night and the whole debacle with two animations and whatnot. I know it's been big. I've seen characters. So what's this capping off story of?
So this is Sakura's story.
Yeah,
and it's,
oh, we finally get her.
Yeah,
the one with the worm.
Yeah.
Hit. Now, tragic.
Are you saying good ideas? Why I'm like, this one's going to be dark.
Does everyone get theirs that needs to get theirs in this story?
Sort of.
Okay.
I don't know the full thing, but I know things that specifically pertain to Sakura and Emiya in this version of the story. For those who don't know... Fate Stay Night was originally a visual novel, kind of like game, and it had multiple arching paths, and this would be like the third or fourth adaptation. So the third or fourth path that you could have taken in the game, and this is the supposedly the darkest one that I've gone through. There's some really messed up things in some of the other ones, but This one takes the cake.
Well, I'm hyped.
It is. I definitely recommend giving it a watch. It's good-ish.
Oh, yeah. And if you're looking for one that you can just... to get an idea of what this series is mostly like, jump on Netflix and watch Unlimited Blade Works. It's another path of this same story. It's still Fate Stay Night, but that one's got amazing animation, and it's a good starting point.
And his Rin story, which is best girl.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm about Rin Tosaka.
Yeah. So now we get into the hype of the Creme de la Creme. What's new? And man, do we have some new stuff. We have... I'm not going to start it there because it's going to sound weird. So I'm going to go with something. It's not as weird. We have God of High School, which...
Okay. That's pretty weird, bro. Okay. You out here.
That's the one.
Well, I was going to start... I was going to start with Rent a Girlfriend. I was like, let me not start with
that. How do you become a god of high school?
I'm more interested in the other one. What?
I will get to that one, but we're gonna go with God of High School. God of High School is riding that webtoon hype that God of Tower of God just finished. This is God of High School is a
hashtag hate Rachel.
Yes, hashtag screw Rachel. The God of High School is a tournament based fighting anime. Which is all these kids who compete. These are like incredibly strong kids who fight with any means necessary. Like you can use weapons, you can use anything. You step into the arena. That's kind of what the high school is, to see who's the strongest high schooler in the world. And it's a mix of martial arts and hand-to-hand combat and swords.
Specifically the strongest students in Korea.
Yes, Korea. Okay,
so this is basically Baki, but all high schoolers.
I was going to say, this is basically... crap, Ahmad's going to hate me for...
Iketosu.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Spirit
Gun. Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's basically Yu Yu Hakusho. No. It's a bunch of tournaments and stuff.
No, this is not at all like Yu Yu Hakusho.
I don't know why I always forget that recently. I don't know what it is.
Too many names. But
like,
too
I will
many
remember
names.
It any other time.
Nah, man, this is Iketosu all day, except probably less titties.
Iketosu?
I'm gonna watch. Y'all don't know about Iketosu?
I do now. I know it's not titties.
Send me that link. Oh, wait, hold on, how do you spell it?
I'll put it in the Discord.
What's the code?
What are those six numbers? Oh, send the sauce.
SOS, send our sauce. Anyway, so God of High School is gonna be raw. It's done by Studio MAPPA, and we all know MAPPA for doing great work, and if you don't, you played yourself.
What? Okay, I'm about to be played real hard.
Yeah,
what
else same though. Done? Tell me.
I'll tell you shortly.
Studio MAPPA.
Sankyo no Terror.
Yeah, they've done
Yuri on Ice.
Hippo no Ippo.
Inuyashiki.
Dororo. They did Days. Maybe. Okay, I gotta give it. This is a lot of like. Neat stuff that I watched. So they did Kakagiri, which I love. And they've done a lot of... They've done Grand Blue Fantasy, not the game, the actual anime.
They're the ones that are doing the final season of Shingeki no Kyojin.
Yeah, Attack on Titan.
You said Inuyashiki, and I was like, where's that from? Oh,
that's the old guy, and they were like, One Piece is getting
anime. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh my gosh. You need to finish that.
I know. I was like, gosh, I got
fish. They also did Banana Fish. I could give you guys recommendations for days.
Okay, like, Banana Fish?
Yeah. Y'all haven't watched Banana Fish?
No.
Oh.
Nah, man. But I put it on
a
list.
I don't think I finished it. I know I started it at a time I was watching like 20 other things, so I think I just stopped.
It's good. Oh, they did Zombieland Saga too. I know you watched that, Kels. No, you watched the Schoolgirl Murderers.
School
Days?
School Live. the one about zombies and them being in a school club where they live at a school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's... God of High School is going to be great. And then we have Rent-A-Girlfriend, which is going to be a thing.
It's some poor kid's fantasy. Huh.
So basically, it's a story about how... this dude's girl just straight up leaves him. It's like, hey, I'm leaving you for someone else because I'm bored. And he's like, what? And he has all this family stuff planned, like with his family to go to this big outing or a wedding or something like that. So he's like, I'm going to use a rental service for this girl and get a fake girlfriend.
Because that always turns out well.
I mean, it did for him. Like, apparently, as the story goes, like, he has four girls falling for him. His ex-girl. See, and this, I will watch it for many reasons, but one of them.
Wait, so you're saying this guy rented four different girlfriends?
No, he rented one, and she ended up falling for him. And then he has this school friend who's liked him this whole time. Then his ex tries to come back into his life.
Of course.
Like, because she's like, I made a mistake. I was bored, but I'm not bored anymore. Literally, she's going to, everyone's saying she's going to be Trash Coon of the next season. So
she is Trash Coon. Yeah. I can already tell.
So, and the funny.
Any women that, I'm sorry, any, no, I won't.
Any people. Nope. Keep going. Any person. So I'm just interested to see, because its manga has, like, really good scores. It's, like, the 48th highest ranked manga, so. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Wow.
And people are like, 48, but that's a lot
oh, yeah,
of
you got so much else to contend with.
Yeah, so that's good. So I'm interested to give it a watch and, you know, see how it works. It's done by the studio that does a lot of the other stuff I watch. So, I mean, not a lot of stuff.
They did Dr. Stone, D. Grayman.
Yeah.
What else? They've got Fruit Baskets. The first season, they did Megalobox.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
okay, well,
there's
got to try that now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm I'm very excited for it. And it's just like a... Anyway, so that'll be a fun thing to watch. And that's done by TMS Studios, if y'all ever want to go give it a watch. They also did Baki the Grappler, too, Zog. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they've got a whole history of production.
Yeah, and Lupin Bakugan, the Third.
They did Conan. Oh, oh, this
slight segue.
I'm a fool for not knowing these people. Go ahead.
Seen that Lupin the Third, the movie trailers and stuff like that?
Yeah, they did that movie.
They're doing. Oh.
Yeah, the like one that looks like his real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. And then we've got some other things that are going to like maybe hit or miss. I don't know. Like this Peter Grill to Kenja no Jokin, like we'll see how that goes. I don't know, man.
I would say none of these really look, they're not jumping out at me, so I guess I'll have to just go off recommendations about
I mean, we gotta
like anybody who's brave enough.
This is a recommendation.
I mean,
season.
I'll tell you what, I give everything at least 3 episodes before I form an opinion, because someone worked hard to create this, so I'm gonna appreciate it. And sometimes, like, I'll put it this way. I still haven't gotten to my first 3 for the anime that came out in January. But I will before this year is over. So I will let you know. There are certain things that peek out on me that I gotta watch. Looks like we got a idol anime, too. Like, Seven Sisters or something. What is it called? Like, Tokyo Seventh Sister.
Let's see. Where
Bokurar Wa Ozora in Naru.
I really wish I was looking at the same thing as you right now, because... I mean, more than certain you butchered the hell out of that.
Oh yeah, like that. It is what it is.
I mean, the Tokyo Seven Sisters part is correct.
I'm not seeing it on my list, but my list is dumb. So
if you look where you posted Ichi Shogun, you can see it.
I'll bet.
Bakura wa Azura ni Naru.
Yeah, that was close. Wait.
But like 5 times faster.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, you were on Amulet, that's why.
Wait, are they bringing back that one little horse girl anime thing?
Pony girl?
Horse girl anime thing.
No. The Umeon?
I don't know the Japanese for it.
Apparently there was like, it was, I don't know if it was based off of Gotcha or something like that, or maybe it was just the anime.
Is it the one that the girls are running the track?
Yeah. They're running the track because they're like half horse.
Oh, yeah. That idols. Looked disturbing. I never watched that.
No, same. But I was like, are they doing a second season?
Says the guy
season?
Who says he watches everything.
He said things that were disturbing.
I was so disturbed, I wanted to know if they were putting out more.
Nah, I saw, like, it looked weird. It looked really weird.
It was like a hodgepodge of like three different anime tropes.
Yeah. And I'm just but the Dinosaur Girl anime, it looks like it's getting a season two.
Dinosaur Girl?
Or this is a... No, this is a different Dinosaur Girl anime than different the one last season.
Yeah, that's not... I don't know what that is.
So, we got another one. This is an aquatic dinosaur, so...
I haven't even watched one Dinosaur Girl anime.
I don't know who's making these. But apparently they're working, so...
Someone out there living their dreams.
True.
It's going to air at 2 o'clock in the morning like a Thursday. But they're going to have it on network television, damn it.
Good for them.
You got to cut your teeth somewhere. Them. And on smut or weird dinosaur stuff. Hey, you know, make your money, get your name off some credits.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really about it. There's nothing I'm really excited for. What about you guys?
Yeah, not really. It's not too much for me.
Yeah, I mean...
The only thing I'm seeing that I might be excited for, but it's probably going to be trash, is Giabate.
Yeah.
The one where it's 2030 in Japan and a virus has infected everybody. And if you've been infected, you turn into a monster. But, you know, there's a bunch of samurai and shit trying to find a cure.
That actually has high praise, so.
From who?
The people who watch it.
What are your sources?
I mean, like reviewers. I don't know.
Crunchy. It's being produced by Studio Ella, which only has one other show I've never heard of. And Lunchbox, which also has never made anything else. So I think if this does well, this could be like the birth of a new studio. But that doesn't give me much hope for a track record.
Or the death.
Right.
I don't know why I'm laughing. These are people's livelihoods.
Hey, why are you laughing at them? They're out here living their dreams.
You sometimes you just gotta laugh. There's no other reaction.
Yeah, man. Yeah, wish them the best. Hope it doesn't turn out like garbage, because boy howdy.
And if it does, I hope they can get work somewhere else.
Tee hee hee.
But yeah, that's coming out July 15th, so we're coming up on a bunch of new stuff. We've had the stuff come back that we've been missing. Hopefully things continue and things don't get shut back down with people being really stupid. In
my
every society,
they already made of oxygen.
Shut down the bars here.
Yeah,
gosh.
Let me tell you, I was so angry that they finally reopened the bars, and I got sick, and I ain't been drinking, and I'm like, you know what? As soon as I'm better, I'm gonna take me one day, and I'm gonna go to the new brewery that just opened.
The history one.
Sit down. Yeah. I'm gonna sit down. And I'm going to have me a drink. And then come last weekend, still feel like shit. And they close the bars. I'm like, can I not catch a break?
Damn it.
No. It's 2020. No one gets a break from anything.
Well, then fuck your 2020.
But you know what? You know what? We'll be all right. Us chuckleheads will keep talking into microphones on our own time, putting out product for this. So this has been Content Breaker. We've been talking about... the shows that are coming back, the shows that are coming up for the summer season, assuming that happens, and we're excited. You can catch this show along with the main product, Your Typical Shonen Protagonist, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, iTunes, or wherever else you want to get your podcasts at your TSP, at YTSP. Also, we got Twitters, show Twitter, your TSP, URTSP, where, I don't know, we do tweets and shit. Y'all got stuff too, other than Zog.
Yeah, you can find Strange at Strangely Entertaining. Just type in Strange and you'll find him.
You
on
can
Twitter.
Find Static at Static J. It's
with a Z.
Yeah, with a Z, because I'm cool. Get
with
it
a
right.
Z, because he cool like that.
So 90s.
Yeah, you can find Zog
exclusively on this podcast.
Yeah, on Zog Boys for Life, which is his anonymous Twitter
this
handle.
This is where he lives.
Oh my
Wait,
god!
Did you seriously make
that's
that?
A throwback.
Oh yeah. My God.
So you can catch this show at zogboysforlife@gmail.com. We are the Zog Boys, and he is Zog. Now, we'll catch y'all next week for another BS conversation about some more anime or entertainment BS that we got going on.
Yay, entertainment BS.
Peace.